What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, final hour for us. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. It's Trae Young talking about the Luka trade as the trade deadline is just a little bit more than one day away. So we'll get back into all that. Some trades have been made today. We'll get back into the Kirk Cousins conversation coming up in 20 minutes as well. As he said what he said, and then he doubled down on what he said to Diana Rossini of The Athletic. So he did not mince his words. He meant to say what he said. Sometimes folks say stuff like that and then try to be like, well, what I really meant was, no, what he really meant was, yeah, that he got hurt against the Saints, and that's what he's blaming his play on. Conversation we'll get into in 20 minutes is whether or not anybody from the Falcons is going to say anything about this. Don't know if they will. Haven't yet. We'll talk about it next. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well to wrap up the hour.
Shout out to Jason Longshore, happy birthday, Jay.
Oh, happy birthday,
man. Happy birthday to one of our favorites on the station, our main man, Jason Longshore, because we love Jason.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jason is like that friend that you don't never see, but when you see him, it's like, yo, what up,
dude? I'm always very excited to see
Jason. Yeah, whenever I see Jay, like, yo, what up, dude? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Happy for Jay. Happy birthday to Jay.
What do you get the man who has everything? You know? He's got all the Kangles you could want.
All you can want.
Maybe a Latte Laugh jersey. I don't know. New signing.
Are they out yet? Is the jersey out yet?
I don't know. You gotta speed rush those ones.
Yeah.
You get those in the shop. People want them.
Yeah, man. I mean,
Almirone, you gotta get the new Almirone ones too.
But I'm just curious,
you got the old ones, but jerseys are a little different than they used to be.
Yeah, like Mike Bell. How many kits does Mike Bell have?
He's got a few.
Mike buys a new kit for every new signing, doesn't he? So I'm sure he got a Barco kit.
He says this all the time. He's got the kiss of death. Anybody's jersey he gets,
yes,
they end up getting moved.
Oh,
so he goes and gets a guy's jersey, and then not too long afterwards, the guy's on a different team.
Yeah, but I don't want that for Mike.
So maybe don't get a Latte Lap jersey.
Yeah, don't do that, Mike. No, just stick with the old ones. Stick with the ones the guys aren't here.
Yeah, exactly. Just dip into the ones from the old school. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they have the jersey yet. Hopefully soon. People are fired up about it. They got some more preseason games coming up. Hopefully, we'll get to see Almirone in some of these games.
Yeah. Get him acclimated and everything like that. I mean, and sooner, before you know, the damn season starts.
I know.
Sooner rather than later.
What is the first game, like actual game, February 22nd, Abe? That's the first game.
Yeah, wow. That's coming
that's
up.
That's crazy.
I saw, I saw
17
Sandra,
days away.
Sandy Gold, she tweeted today that, damn, pitches and catches would next week.
That's crazy, too.
Unbelievable.
Here we are.
Unbelievable. We bike, baby.
Here we are.
We bike.
They had Alex Anthopoulos on their show today, too, if you missed that, talking about the offseason and lack of motion. And then, obviously, injury updates on Acuna and Strider as well.
They went and got a new outfielder.
They did, yeah.
They made a move.
Gerickson Profar's not nothing.
He made a move.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Juan Soto signed for $760 million somewhere. And you got Jurickson Profar.
Yeah.
They did something.
Real quick, because about the Hawks, what they talk about, the injury reports came out. Trae Young, right Achilles tendonitis, probable. Bogey, not with the team, out. and Clint Capela, personal reasons, out.
So it's not back spasms
yes,
anymore.
It's personal reasons.
All right. So. That's a good jumping off point to get into the big story of the day. Let's do it. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Ow!
There's obviously them two. There's literally only probably two, maybe three guys that are, I mean, untradeable. I mean, a lot of people probably thought Luka was too. I mean, and so that's why it was such a big, big surprise to a lot of people. But besides them two, three guys, can't nothing surprise anybody who's been in this game a long time. You don't spend as much time as we do with each other every day, on the road, on the planes, and on the buses, and not have a certain type of feeling for each other.
No doubt about it. You spend more time with your teammates than you do your own damn family. You know, and for basketball players, they'd be gone for days at a time.
Yeah, they'll go on week-long road
trips. Yeah, and that's all you got with you is those dudes and everything. So, and I saw, you know, you saw Kyrie still processing yep. everything. He loved Luka. That was yep. his man right there. And then obviously
his hermano.
Yeah, his hermano. Yeah, I like that. And then obviously LeBron and Anthony Davis, the close bond that they yep. had. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be a transition and everything like that. But Trey's right. Like, there's a hand. There's not even. I don't think. What includes is a handful. A handful.
Of
players that they're untouchable.
I don't know. Like, it's not even a handful.
It's not a handful. It's like.
It's like.
Two?
Three guys, maybe. Because if Luka can, again, I think the Luka thing's different, though. Like, Luka's not tradable anywhere else.
Right.
I think Luka's tradable because the GM didn't like him. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's a very unique circumstance.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how does the GM get that kind of power
Shouldn't happen.
To get rid of that
Shouldn't
guy?
Be possible.
You know what
Shouldn't
I'm saying?
Shouldn't be possible.
That's my only thing.
I agree.
Is like, how do you get that kind of power?
You shouldn't be allowed to do that.
How do you get that kind of power? Your name ain't Pat Riley.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly right. I agree with that 100%. And if it did go down the way that it's reported to have gone down, where he just kind of started doing it himself. Now, he's got to get approval from ownership to
yes.
do it.
But that's it.
Eventually.
But that's it.
But yeah, ownership is different now than it used to be.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's not quite as involved as it used to be, which is, in sometimes, is a good thing. You trust your people, right? That's what everybody wants from an owner, not to be meddling.
That is true.
They might have maybe could have benefited from a meddling owner in this situation. Because most people wouldn't have let this go through. They would have said, are you bleeping crazy?
What the hell?
You want to do
you?
What? What did he do? Did he sleep with your wife?
Yeah.
I no?
Mean, yeah.
Then don't trade him.
Yeah.
Oh, he did? How much do you love her? all right. All right. I guess trade him, but I really don't want you to. Yeah. I mean, I understand that jump of if Luka can be traded, anybody can be traded. I just think there's got to be stuff that we don't know that explains that circumstance. And in that case,
do you think it's a non-basketball thing?
It has to be, right?
So the whole shape, injury.
Well, I guess is that a basketball thing?
Yes.
Does that count as a basketball thing?
You gotta be in shape to play basketball.
Okay.
You can't play basketball if you're hurt.
I know, but they've been criticizing him for his shape for years
yeah.
now. And he went to the NBA Finals last year in bad shape,
yeah,
quote unquote.
But
bad shape.
Then is it one of those things where, like, did he come in out of shape this year?
He came in out of shape, so out of shape last year that he was sucking wind in the first quarter
yes.
for the whole first half of the season.
Yes.
I mean, it was visible. Everybody saw it, and then he played his way into shape, and they went to the NBA Finals. So it's like, you know, I guess that's a basketball reason, but it got you the finals.
Yeah.
Like, it worked.
It did. It worked.
So I think it has to be more than that. I think it has to be.
Did he? I mean.
They just didn't. It was hard to be
was
around.
It one of those things where he's like, gave the organization the ultimatum? I don't want to play
for it doesn't
guys
sound like that.
No, it just
no
sounds
one's
like,
reporting that.
It sounds like this dude went rogue, in my opinion.
Hated him.
He's not like he went rogue, called up damn Rob. He's like, Rob, what do you think about this? Let me run somebody real quick. I'll call Robbie. Robbie, let me run somebody real quick. What do you think of Luka Doncic? Rob, I think he's one of the best players in the world, blah, 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 blah.
He goes, well, he's not.
Well, he's not.
He sucks.
No, he can't sell him that because he had to get Rob to. Yeah, me too. But you know what? I was just thinking. He would look good in Lakers.
In yellow.
Don't you think?
Pasty people always look good in yellow.
Don't you think, Robbie? What are you saying, Nico? You want to take him off my hands?
Rob's like, what's it going to cost?
What's it going to cost me?
He's like, God, here's the other
right,
shoe.
Let me get those tutus. Let me get AD. Let me get, you know what? Nah, don't worry about it. I don't need nothing else.
Actually, you know what? I don't even need any twos.
Yeah,
just give me one pick.
Just give me AD.
How many picks you guys got? We got a couple first-rounders. I just need one of them. I don't want to be greedy.
Yeah, I don't want to. Rob, I don't want to hurt show pockets.
I don't want to hold this thing up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get this guy out of here by the trade deadline. Yeah, it's outrageous. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out what actually happened at some point, but it just seems like that dude didn't like him. So to answer your question in a very long-winded way, I guess if any GM has that kind of power and hates a guy, they could trade him.
Yeah.
Right?
Like
if Luka can be traded for these reasons, then anyone can be. I just feel like most organizations are run better than that to where there's going to be checks and balances.
How about this? Do you think because of this Supermax that more and more guys who are eligible for it will get moved?
I don't think so.
You know what I mean?
Because if you have a guy that you know.
He's a perennial all-star top whatever player in the world.
You have to have played X amount of years for the team that drafted you. Obviously, you have to have all NBA teams. Mm-hmm. Like if you find that guy, you just don't get rid of him. Mm-hmm. You just don't do it. And my response to the people that say, well, they just got out of paying X amount. No, they didn't. It's the NBA. They got to pay somebody that money. They have to pay 90% of the salary cap to someone.
But
now they can pay three or four guys the money that they were going to pay Luka.
What I mean by that
nobody saved any money.
But what I'm saying, because of the whole thing, Luka, do you think it may happen now? Or do you think it's a one-off?
I think it's a one-off. But I don't know. Copycat league, whatever. But again, also, there's copycat. There's only like five guys like that.
Yeah.
You know? Like guys that are actually that good, that young, playing for the team that drafted them and eligible for the Supermax, right?
Like who's all eligible right now? I know Shai Gilgeous is eligible.
Shai Gilgeous is. Joker. No, but he wasn't even drafted by them.
That's right. He was
drafted by the Clippers. Yeah, he got traded, but
for some reason they're talking about he's eligible for the Supermax this summer.
I'd be furious if I'm Luka and that's true.
Yeah, but no, that's Wendy was like,
okay,
they can't wait to give it to
okay,
him.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
And you should.
Yeah.
Ant-Man eventually will be eligible for it. Trey, right? Trey was all NBA. That's all it is. You got to be all NBA.
Oh, it's just
once.
One time.
Yeah. You got to be all NBA.
Okay. I'm thinking it's like.
And play for the team that drafted you and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, Trey's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was a certain amount.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Or a certain time.
It should be.
It should be. You would think it would be.
There should be a difference between five first-team All-NBAs and one third-team All-NBA.
And that's what I'm saying. The one third-team gets you the Supermax?
Got you the max.
I know that, but I'm saying that the other one.
I'm not 100% sure. I think that's true. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure.
With the Super in front of it?
I think that's what Trey's eligible for coming up.
So the trouble is, are you signing him that?
Yeah, because, I mean, you got a guy that you think is a star.
Yes.
And so you sign those guys. Like, I mean, but again,
I'm feeling where you're coming from with this. Your thought process behind it, because that's how it always is.
Yeah. Let me actually answer that question. No, and I'm not signing really anybody to that. Right. Honestly, like there's three to five guys in the NBA that I genuinely believe deserve that kind of money. Mm-hmm. But that's not how it works.
Right.
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 Like, but you got teams giving stuff like that to whatever. Like there's a lot of guys in the league right now that are on max contracts that you look at it's like damn. Really?
Yeah.
All right.
But when Bradley Beal got his max, he was still playing at a high level.
Yeah.
He was declining, but he was still playing good.
When he was healthy, he was good, but there was never anything to show for it.
No.
Right? I mean, he had that one year where he kind of led the league in scoring.
The damn Wizards, man.
When he was on the court.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.